In this bulletin, Cardinal George Pell arrives in Italy for the first time since he was acquitted. Victoria records 15 new coronavirus cases and 2 deaths. And in tennis, US star Serena Williams withdraws from the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Cardinal George Pell has returned to Rome for the first time since being acquitted of child sex abuse charges, telling waiting media that it's lovely to be back. The 79-year-old Australian flew from Sydney and entered a building near the Vatican on arrival, where he's believed to have an apartment. When he departed Rome in 2017, he was the Vatican's Secretariat of the Economy, and after the High Court decision, he said that he planned to live in Sydney. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is set to deliver a pre-budget address this afternoon as the government focuses heavily on jobs in the wake of the recession. Mr. Morrison and the Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg have indicated next Tuesday's budget will centre on pushing Australia out of recession and supporting employment. The estimated budget deficit is $200 billion and the debt is approaching $800 billion. While the government has already made several funding announcements ahead of next week. Victoria has recorded 15 new coronavirus cases and another 2 deaths, taking the state fatality count to 800. The 14-day rolling average for metropolitan Melbourne remains below 20, sitting at 15.6 cases. Later this month, the state is preparing to further ease coronavirus restrictions. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has apologised for unintentionally revealing the email addresses of stranded Australians. The department says it's working hard to help Australians who want to return home. It's believed the addresses of more than 1,000 Australians were shared, but the department says no other personal information was disclosed. The New South Wales Health Minister says he's hesitant to give regional Victorians entry into his state because the coronavirus second wave still remains a threat. There have been calls to grant access to regional Victorians because of the lower risk, but Brad Hazzard wants more stability before he changes any travel rules. Mr. Hazzard is also criticising Queensland's border opening approach, accusing Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk of making political decisions. Minister Hazzard says it's appropriate for New South Wales to ease restrictions step by step once it's confident to do so.
We're uncertain of what's actually happening throughout Melbourne and Victoria. And so from my point of view as Health Minister, I certainly would want to see a more stable situation in Victoria before we move forward.
Queensland is relaxing its rules for outdoor venues, including restaurants, beer gardens and theme parks. No new coronavirus cases were detected, and the state has just 4 active cases. The government says it's expecting more cases in the coming weeks as a greater number of travellers return and complete their mandatory quarantine. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she wants to avoid a second wave.
I've had to make tough decisions to keep Queenslanders safe. And now we can focus on our economic recovery because of the decisions that we have made in relation to health. Queenslanders have a great lifestyle. It's wonderful to see people outdoors enjoying everything.
The non-partisan group organising presidential debates for US leader Donald Trump and rival Joe Biden plans to create a more orderly structure to minimise interjections. The Commission on Presidential Debates is changing the rules for the remaining contests after yesterday's disruptive and bitter exchanges between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Mr. Biden says he hopes questions will actually be answered at the next debate, and he's calling President Trump's conduct a national embarrassment.
He didn't speak to you or your concerns or the American people even once. Donald Trump broke his promise. He said he was running to help the forgotten American. As soon as he got elected, he forgot them.
In tennis, Serena Williams has withdrawn from the French Open because of an Achilles tendon injury. The 39-year-old was chasing another Grand Slam title, but she now needs 2 weeks of rest to fully recover. Williams says she's unsure whether she'll play again this year, but she says she's still motivated about the future.
I love playing tennis, obviously. I love competing and I love being out here. It's my job. It's been my job. And I'm pretty good at it still. So until I feel that I'm not good at it, then I'll be like, oh, okay.
And now the weather across Australia. Perth, a possible shower, 22. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 21. Melbourne, much the same, 20. Hobart, becoming windy and cloudy, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 18. Wollongong, similar conditions, 23. Sydney, an early shower, then sunny, 25. Newcastle, a morning shower, then sunny, 26. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, also cloudy, 30. And Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.